USA News. I'm Julio Flores. The White House says there are no visitor logs at President Biden's Wilmington, Delaware home where classified materials were discovered. House Republicans have demanded the White House turn over information related to misplaced documents from Biden's time as vice president, including any visitor logs from Biden's private residence. The White House counsel's office in the statement Monday said, like every president in decades of modern history, his personal residence is personal. Biden is currently facing a special counsel investigation into his handling of classified documents after materials were found at his home and at an office he previously used in Washington, D.C. At least 8 people are injured after being shot during a Martin Luther King Jr. Day event in Florida on Monday. It happened in Fort Pierce, where the community was celebrating a car show and Family Fun Day. Police say they believe the shooting resulted from a disagreement between two parties. Evidence indicate there was likely more than one shooter. All 8 victims are adults, and one is said to be in critical condition. Elon Musk's trial over a 2018 tweet starts today in a federal courtroom in San Francisco. Back in August of that year, the electric automaker CEO tweeted that he had put together a $72 billion deal for the company buyout. The buyout never happened, and now Musk will have to explain himself under oath thanks to a class action lawsuit brought by investors. The tweet led to a $40 million settlement with the SEC and to Musk stepping down as Tesla chairman. Musk tried and failed to get the trial moved to Texas, claiming that all the furor over the recent purchase of San Francisco-based Twitter poisoned the jury pool there. A majority of chief economists anticipate a global recession this year. That's according to a survey released by the World Economic Forum as business and government leaders began to gather for its annual meeting. The percentage who consider a world recession extremely likely more than doubled since September to 18%. Just 1/3 of those surveyed said they think a global recession is unlikely in 2023. This is...
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care, and here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. And it's true, the typical family switching to MediShare saves $500 or more a month, which is obviously huge for a lot of people, but what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. There are 400,000 members. They've shared over $4 billion in medical bills, and it really is a great community, too. People encourage and pray for each other. And here's the thing. If you join MediShare Complete right now, they'll waive your new member fees, and you'll save an additional 10% off all of 2023. That's right. No fee to join. 10% off every month of next year, but it's a very limited time offer. You have to sign up before January 15th. Great savings, great health care. Find out more. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Dallas Cowboy kicker Brett Maurer missed 4 straight extra points in Monday night's NFC Wild Card game against Tampa Bay, becoming the first player in NFL history to miss that many in a game. Maurer's misses were the only thing going wrong for the Cowboys, who led the Buccaneers 24-0. Maurer finally kicked one through the uprights on his 5th try, giving Dallas a 31-6 lead in the fourth quarter. The NFL said Maurer was the first kicker to miss 4 extra points in a game since the statistic was first tracked for individual players in 1932. In a playoff game, no kicker has missed as many as 3. Tampa Bay Buccaneers receiver Russell Gage left Monday's playoff game against the Dallas Cowboys on a backboard after a frightening injury late in the game. He was taken to a local hospital to be evaluated for a concussion and neck injury. Cowboys safety Donovan Wilson made contact with Gage's head after an incomplete pass late in the fourth quarter. Gage fell to his rear after the pass, and Wilson hit him from behind, snapping Gage's head forward. Wilson wasn't targeting Gage's head. He was already committed to the tackle when Gage fell. Gage appeared to try to stand up from the hit, but couldn't. He remained laying on his back. Players from both teams surrounded Gage. His medical trainers attended to him. After several moments, trainers placed Gage on a backboard and eventually lifted him onto a cart where he was taken off the field. Bucks head coach Todd Bowles told reporters that after the game that Gage was taken to a local hospital and was being evaluated for a concussion and neck injury. He had movement of his fingers on the field. I'm Julio Flores, USA News.
Like bones, your teeth lose density and become weaker over time, which can lead to tooth decay. And that can make your visit to the dentist feel like this. But if you want your dental visit to feel like this, try Crest Densify. Crest Densify actively rebuilds tooth density to extend the life of teeth by remineralizing enamel. Densify from Crest, the number one toothpaste brand in America. Smile. Crest has you covered.